Culture 2. Exercise 2.
Sounds of our shores. For thousands of years, maps have been part of human history. From cave paintings to paper maps to GPS, people have created and used maps to help them explain and navigate their way through the world. In the summer of 2015, the British Library, the National Trust, and the National Trust for Scotland made a very special map of the UK coastline based on sound. The project organisers asked members of the public to make short audio or video recordings of their favourite seaside sounds and upload them to the map on their website, with photos, a location, and a description. These sounds included noises like rain falling, children laughing, people on a roller coaster in England, and the sound of the wind hitting boats in Scotland. The organisers wanted a record of how different life is from place to place across 10,800 miles of Britain's beaches, towns, and ports. By using our hearing, we get a more complete picture of the country than we do when we just use our sight. Hearing and smell are the two strongest senses connected to memory. A sound can transport you back in time and help you to remember the exact feelings you had at that moment. Just imagine if we could create a map that included the senses of touch and smell too. We would be able to smell the delicious aroma of fish and chips and feel the sand running through our fingers. What things would you like to hear and smell?